We are on Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Gomar Rab Zaire, Bitaime, seems these are, this is the Hemshah we have before, another memre of Rab Zaire, Bitaime Rab Chanina Bar Pope. Gomar Rab Zaire, Bitaime Rab Chanina Bar Pope, Boye Re'ei, Shaloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Bos Ovedom. Midas Bos Ovedom, if you have an empty keli, then you could put in things. It could hold what you put into it. Molei einei marzik. Avo midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, molei marzik, reikon einei marzik. Shenema bohoyo im shamoya tishma. Im shamoya tishma. If a person in his younger years was a shemeya, then he'll be zoiche to be a tishma. Ve'im lav lois tishma. Let us see Rashi, marzik mashenoisnim lesoichoi. Molei einei marzik. By midas bos avedom, mashe toisef olov, it won't hold it because it is full already. Im shamoya tishma, im hulgalto lishmoya oz, is tishma, tuchal lilmoid lohoisef, will be able to add on. Im lab shaloi hitisa oizen beyaldu secho lishmoya, Laisishma la'achazman lo yaspiku biyodoch. So it seems if he's molei bishmiyed, then he'll be able to be moisif. Dova acher im shamoya biyoshon tishma bechodosh. Be'im yifna levovcho shuv laisishma. Rashi dova acher im ato shemeya biyoshon mechazer al tamudecho sheshomato. Yemachazal Talmudecho Tishma Bechodosh is Tishakim Boy Lohovin Dvorim Chadoshim Mitoich Dvorim Yeshonim. And he says, from the Chazore, you'll be able to understand new things Mitoich Dvorim Yeshonim. Vim Yifne Levovcho Liyisyayish Alma Shalomato Kvar Milachzer Olov. Shuv leisishma, mishatifna libcho levatole, shuv ein mashmiyim oisoch, doch iksivim yifna levovcho veloisishma. It's unclear. Lachere, shuv mishatifna libcho levatole. It doesn't say that he's battling. He doesn't chaza. He wants to learn new things, keseida. It's not a dova v'yifuchai. If v'mifna levovcha l'ishyai shalma shalamata kfar milach zer olov, shub leisishma mishatifna libcha levatole. That seems if a person learns, he says, erei aveinei koitzer, that also is a shame batole. That's a bittel of what he had learned. He says, erei aveinei koitzer. The Ben Yayodo says, "Molei marzik im torach begirse oz noisele kadosh baruch hu sheyarzik bekirboi limud ha'iyun v'hasvore." A person is molei begirse, so the Rebbein Shalom will give him the opportunity to understand. This is the second pshat of Rashi. The Goyin says that this is pshat in the Mishneh, im ein teure en kemach. Teure is the yediyas ha-teure, and kemach is the way one grinds it and takes it apart and understands each facet of the learning. Rabbi Kiva hoya oiker horim v'teichnem zu bezu besvore. So that means the trine is you have a whole bunch of difficulties, and you take it apart and you understand each chelik of it, that's trine, that's kemach. So im ein teure, ein kemach, but im torach begirse, so then the Rebbein Shalom helps him that he should understand yachzik bekir be'limo te'iyun v'hasvor. We hear in the Mishneh, miyad tinoikes shomtim l'loveyim v'oichlim es regeim. Omar Rab Yochanan Esrig Bishvii Oso. And Esrig Ishana Rabbe, she's not allowed to eat it the whole day. Bishmini Mutter. Shmini, it is Mutter.
In Sukkah, afilu bishmini asura. In Sukkah is also afilu bishmini. Reish Lakish, we're speaking about Eretz Yisrael. So Sukkah, even though there's no din yeshiva, but it's also bishmini. Reish Lakish, omar esrig, afilu bishvi nami mutar. And then Reish Lakish holds that you're allowed to eat the esrig, afilu in shvi. Reish Lakish holds that the haktzah was only till you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. It was huktzah le mitzvah till you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. When the bialim is mekayim the mitzvah, there's no haktzah. Umar sova lekula yoyme iskatzoi. And Rabbi Yochanan holds lekula yoyme iskatzoi. So Bekevega brings down Kaponim Shitas Rashi and Taisvis is that there's a din of Migud Iskatsoi Lebein Hashemoshis Iskatsoi Kula Yoyme, which is debatable. Not all Rishonim hold this. This is a din, but this is Al Kaponim Shitas Rashi V'Taisvis. He says that since he was Makze, this Esrig Le Mitzveh Betrilas Hayoim, so it's Uktze Le Mitzvosa, even though it's a Yoim Choyl, there's no Dine Hachones, but the din of Uktze Le Mitzvah is totally what it was Betrilas Hayoim. And if Betrilas Hayoim it was Uktze Le Mitzvah, so then the Haktzor remains a filler after he was Yaitze the Mitzvah, Al Kaponim, the Isser to derive benefit from it remains. That is the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let us see Rashi. Also la'achila, according to Rabbi Yochanan, v'afilu la'acha sheyotza bo, k'de meforish taime, k'sova l'chol shivas hayomim iskatzoi, was hukze, since it was a mitzvah called shiva, so it was hukze for every day of the shiva, and since it was hukze betchilas hayom l'tzeich mitzvah, so the haktzor remains, the isser remains the whole day. Suke afilu bishmini asure lahasoke suke you don't eat talk about him there it's anos the time of a forish lekamon maish nami yesri vafilu bizayin nami muteres nami muter vishiyotza boy veinei oimed le mitzvoy the kesava le mitzvosai iskatzoi was only hooked to the mitzvah vishulai. So Mamela, so after the Kiyama Mitzvah, there's no Haktzah anymore. Zog the Gemara, Eisvei Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish who holds it's only Huktzah l'mitzvah. So he has Takasha to Rabbi Yochanan. We learned, Miyad Tinoikish Shoymtim Es Lulaveim, Ba'oichlin Es Regeim. So, we had two pshatim in the Mishneh, but let us the Baal say the way Rashi had learned pshat in the Mishneh. Miyad tinoikis, that after they finished the Netilas Dalad Minim in Eshane Rabbe, is Miyad tinoikis shoymtim es lulveim. Al Simcha, they used to schlep away their lulovim. Ba'oichlen es regeim, they used to schlep away their esregeim. The Gdolim used to schlep away their esregeim from the Ktan. They ate it. So they ate it, so how you allowed to eat it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's also b'achila the whole day. That it's only also till this man ha-mitzvah. My lav, hu adin l'gdolim. The same halacha would apply to gdolim. That means if you schlep away from a godel, you also be permitted to eat it. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, no, loy tenoikis dafke. Dafke tenoikis. Let us see Rashi to understand what the shakla v'tai is. Miyad tenoikis shoymtim, b'shvi yikoy b'masnisen. It's going on the seventh day. V'yesh meforshim other said pshat, miyad tenoikis kloima, miyad acher siyem mitzvah lulav. After they finished mitzvah lulav, atinoikis shoymtim es lulavei. Kloima menicha ma'isam. They put down the lulavim, kama'ishaim te menicha b'keren zovis. V'hilchin v'hoichlin esregeim, and they eat their esregeim. So speaking about what the Tinoikas did with their lulavim and their esregeim, v'ein nire, domrinin maise b'chosid echot, shenosan diner la'oni v'knitosoi ishtoi. He gave a diner la'oni, and the price he paid for it was shalom bayis. His wife was very angry at him. She felt they were not up to this, to give such a tzedakah. Uborach, lehoyu loy bemele hispanes, b'shvi shalarova holach b'shomet esregi miyad atinaikis, gedisnan tamon miyad atinaikis, shemtim. Boyoyse chosid, so then he had a multitude of esregim. Boyoyse chosid over b'svino derech krach echot, that the doctors prescribed that only refuah would be an esrig de mitzvah. The mice was his daughter got very sick. So economics depends on demand. So since there was a tremendous demand for this, he sold it for a good price. Umochon b'yoyke godl, b'chozal abeisa. So Almer de Gdoilim Shomtele Miyad HaTinoikis. From this medrash we see that Pshat is not the Tinoikis eat it. No, the Gdoilim slip away from the Tinoikis. Maila, so we have in the Mishnah that the Esroigim of the Tinoikis were eaten. So you see that it's not Huktzele Mitzvah after the Mitzvah was Niskayim, like Rish Lakish said. My love, who are din be esroigim shel gdoilim nami shoru ba'achila. That esroigim shel gdoilim is also muta ba'achila. Yeah, so the Gemara says that that's a tzakashe on Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, tinoikis davke, shloi hukzo le mitzvah gemura. Avol shel gdoilim shel hukzo le mitzvah gemura asurim kol ayoy. So Rashi says pshat, that the Mishnah means davke esroigim shel tinoikis that wasn't hukze le mitzvah gemura. Gedolim is hukze le mitzvah gemura. So what is pshat in this Rashi hukze le mitzvah gemura? So dachsach mir that later Baruch Hashem I found it. So the Itza brings down this pshat that Rashi l'shitosa. Rashi in Brochis daf memches amad aleph holds that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the father. There's no mitzvah bechlal on the cotton to do any mitzvahs mitzad chinuch. The mitzvah is on the father to be malgil the cotton by maisa mitzvahs. So lechayre, so when the cotton is taking a lulav, the cotton is, or an esrig, he's not doing a maisa mitzvah because there's no mitzvah. He has no mitzvah to do anything. The father has to teach him to do the actions of Natilas Lulav, that's the din chinuch of the father, but there's no mitzvah on the tinik. So lechayre, if he's not doing a maisa mitzvah, that's me they bring from Rab Reuven, there's a machlokes hapoiskim, if the din chinuch of a cotton, if you need shaloi, does it have to belong to the tinik in order to mekayim mitzvahs chinuch, or it doesn't have to be, I feel a nesrik shol will also be good. So that's what Rav Reuven says, so there's a machlokes hapoiskim in this. So that's what Rav Reuven says, it depends on this chakira. If the tinik has a mitzvah, that means with the rabbonon, the tinik is mekuyeh b'mitzvah, so then the mitzvah is you need shaloi, and you need shaloi, that's the mitzvah is shaloi. If the tinik has no mitzvah whatsoever, so memele, so then it's not necessary, so the whole chinuch is on the father to be malglim to do ma'isa mitzvahs. So then it could very well be, if you're giving him an esrig, and it's a kosher esrig, so the din shaloi, that's only a halach in the kiyam ha-mitzvah, but he's talking about not mikayam ha-mitzvah. It's just the whole din chinuch is lahargiloi. Lahargiloi is good, if you'll have the father's esrig, it'll be sure that's also margilim in the maisa ha-mitzvah. Al koponim, Rashi Shita in Brochus is that, Rashi Shita in Brochus is that there's no mitzvah on the tinnik. So the maisa, so when he takes an esrig, he can't say it was huktzele mitzvah because he's not doing a maisa mitzvah. So memele, so there's no haktzah. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan answered. Rabbi Yochanan answered
that tinoikis, but a godel, an esrig of a godel does a mitzvah with it, so it's uktzil a mitzvah. So an esrig of a godel will be yosa. So that's Rashi's pshat. He says Rashi learns Tosfos did not like this loshen haGemara. Hu adin my love shemtes leben boichel mesri my love hu adin ligdoilim. So according to Rashi means hu adin shel gdoilim, not for gdoilim. It means an esrig that belongs to gdoilim. That's what Rashi has to learn. The esrig shel gdoilim. That's what it means. Now, Taisvis, we heard before in the Mishnah, Taisvis learns a different pshat. Taisvis learns the pshat that Rashi was chaylikan, and it means that the Tinoikis ate there, not that they hopped away from the Tinoikis ate there as chaygim. So now the Loshna Gemara is very good, so the Gemara says, so Resh Lakish had hu adin gedolim. That the Gdolim also permitted to eat. Not only a kot, a tinik is permitted to eat, a godel is also permitted to eat. So Gemara says, no, only a kot is permitted to eat, not a godel. That's how Tosfos learns Strat. So I wanted to be meisiv, then I saw so, came this in the Eitzah also, that it could be Tosfos l'shitosai. Has to learn like that. Tosfos in Baruches, Dafam Chesed, Chelek and Rashi. Taisvis holds that it is the mitzvah's chinuch and the cotton also. So you can't say Rashi's pshat, it's not huktzel a mitzvah. It is huktzel a mitzvah, because the cotton is doing a mitzvah with it. So the shakla v'taya is, but who's eating it? So the Mishnah says that a cotton eats it. So who adin a godel can eat it? What's the difference between a cotton and a godel? And the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between a cotton and a godel. What is taka the difference? So l'chayre the Gemara is saying, there's a shittas HaRashba, the Rashba says that even though there's a din leis achilum, but a godel is not permitted to be machel a cotton adover iser, but an iser darabonon, that's the visei de tinik, that the tinik is deriving benefit from it. So the Rashba holds one is permitted to give a tinik an iser darabonon, which is revisei de tinik. So then, l'chayre zicher, the cotton will also be permitted to eat something, an isra darabonam, which is Rabbi Seyde Tinnik. So it could be according to Tosfos, that's the shakla v'taya. It says the ktanim were permitted to eat, so it could be the cotton can eat, yashikayach, cotton eichol nevelis, ein bezem etzuvan lafrishe, in a full yod bezem etzuvan lafrishe, but this is an isra darabonam, it's Rabbi Seyde Tinnik. So it could be over here, that's why a cotton is permitted. Tak it's huktzel a mitzvah. But a godel is not permitted to eat his esling because there's takadak so. That's what Rabbi Yochanan answered, that tafke tinoikis, and the godel not. And Resh Lakish held that, hu adin. It's speaking about a godel would also be mutter. That was the kasha of Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. My love, hu adin the godelim, loy tinoikis dafke, ikeda amri, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan l'Resh Lakish, miyad atinoikis shemtim es l'loveim, v'oichlam es regeim. Tinoikis en g'daylam lois, so forget that's the kasha, the diak of the Mishnah by Stoys, this only applies by tinoikis, and does not apply by g'daylam. So we see klot huktzel a mitzvah, loi hu adin dafilu g'daylam. That's what Resh Lakish answered. Vaidik Tani Tanoikis, Ulcha de Milsek Tani. Let us see what Rashi says. Tanoikis, Ulcha de Milse, She'ein Derech Lishmait Meyad HaGdoilem Es Esrei Geyem. So Resh Lakish said that what the Mishnah, according to Rashi's Pshat, it's very good. According to Rashi's Pshat, the Mishnah is speaking about schlepping away from a Tinik, and eating it, so the Gemara chapped on a tinnik, because from a tinnik you can schlep away, from a godel you can't schlep away. So Ulcha de Milsen Nokri, speaking about Shaintim, so he speaks about Tinoikis. According to Tosfos, that Miyad Shaintim es Lulaveim, Ba'oichlam es Regeim is going on the
And the Baal
of the Dalad Minim. So Lechayre, so why talk, what's Uche the Milsa? Why Davke a Tinnik eats his Esrig? Why doesn't a Godel eat his Esrig if it's Mutter? So what's the Uche the Milsa? Perhaps a Godel waits till his Rebbe's and will make jam out of it. Some it tastes much better then. A Tinnik doesn't have too much patience. Maybe Uche the Milsa, a Godel would not either eat raw Esrig. Or maybe it's speaking about in Shul or in the Beis Hamikdash that it wouldn't be proper to eat it in that mokim. Yeah, after the mitzvah, you eat it right away. So maybe that's why you have that's Uche the Milsa only by Tinnikis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omalei Rapope La'abai. Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Maishno suke o maishno esrik. So we say it's hukze lekol ayoim. Not only hukze lezman mitzvah, see, it's also to the yoim mitzvah. So why is it that by suke it's also the eighth day also, and by lulav it's only also the shana rabbe. Om alei suke dechozi lebein ashmoshes. By Sukkah, it's Chozi Lebein HaShemoshes. That means the Kiyum of Mitzvah Sukkah applies Bein HaShemoshes also. That means the Haktzol LeMitzvah, that means that the Sukkah is Huktzol LeMitzvah, say to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Bein HaShemoshes of the eighth day also. The Yisramilei Sudoso, it will have a Sudah, the Bein HaShemoshes of the eighth day. Boy may say begabo or mechel begabo. So he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Is he skatzoi lebein hashmoshe? So it's katzoi that the hascholas of the yom hashmini, which is bein hashmoshe. So this man, the bein hashmoshe of the eighth day. So lemaisa it's uktze lemitzvah. The mitzvah. That means if there'll be an achila, he has to eat it in the sukkah. Umigo diskatzoi lebein hashmoshe iskatzoi lekule yoimen. The shmini. So mamele iskatzoi lekule yoimen the shmini. So ushukze le mitzvah betchilas knisis hayoim. So the haktzo le mitzvah continues for the whole eighth day. Esrig de loichozi lebein hashemoshe. So Rashi and Tosfos learn because he took it already, Shana Rabbe, so the haktzol le mitzvah, there's no new haktzol for bein hashemoshes. So therefore it's not iskatzol le kule yoyme dishmini. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, L'chozi l'bein hashmoshes, sh'rei mitzvoso kol ayoyim. The mitzvah is the whole seventh day, and bein hashmoshes, the whole bein hashmoshes is sofik yoyim. So memele, so the mitzvah has to be done, that day also, that's man also, and that's man is the tchilas yoyim hashmin. Esrig loichozi lebein hashmoshes, mishayotza boi shachas. If it's yoitza shachas already, so there's no haktzol a mitzvah. There's no need to do a mitzvah with it anymore. The sukkah, he ate shachas, but there's a mitzvah the whole day, shemitzvosa kol ayoim, and the whole day includes bein hashmoshes shoshmini. That is the svara of Rabbi Yochanan. The Levi Omar, Esrig afilu bishmini osa. Levi holds that the Esrig is also afilu bishmini. What's the svara of Levi? Migu da asiro bein hashmoshes deshmini. Since it's also bein hashmoshes deshmini, mishum de bein hashmoshes sofik yoimu, ubishvi iskatzoi lekula yoimu. So the Bein HaShemoshes of Shmini, is also bepoyel la'ochloi, because maybe it's yoim.
בשבי יש קצוי לכל יוימה. וכיוון דבין השמושה יש אסורה, אף על גב דלוי חוזיה לבין השמושה, even though there's no חיוב to take it בין השמושה, אסורה לכל יוימה. Now let's just explain a little that we had a Tosfos on the Yudam at Beis that was in Tosfos Emerson is Chaylik on Rashi's Pshat and Levi, but Al Kaponim, the way Tosfos Mavaya was Mavaya the Sugya, let us understand the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Levi. Tosfos mentions on the Yudam at Beis as Sfore that the whole din of kiven diskatzoi bein hashmoshis iskatzoi lekula yoime, the lamdus is that since betchilas knisis hayoim it was iskatzoi, so the haktzor remains for the next day. That's the din of kiven diskatzoi bein hashmoshis iskatzoi lekula yoime. Now, this whole din, Taisa says, makes sense if the haktzor was that a filu, it's night, it's also uktzel a mitzvah. So then we can say that kiven diskatzoi lebein hashmoshes, that means the tchilas hayoim, yoim shel shmini is the night. So since in the beginning of the knesis hayoim, which is the chelik of bein hashmoshes, which is lilo, it became iskatzoi, it's iskatzoi lekul hayoim. So it's a hooked already for the whole yoim hashmini. But by here it's a muktza machmas yoim she'ova. That means like this. Let's speak about the isser of the esrig. The esrig is also the whole bein hashmoshes. Why is the esrig also the whole bein hashmoshes? Because it's maybe yoim. That means on the tzad it's laila, it's mutter. I mean the seventh day it was also. The seventh day is also. Now the whole bein hashmoshes between the seventh and eighth day, I'm not permitted to eat it because maybe it's day. But if it's night, then I'm permitted to eat it. So memela, so the whole haktzor is because maybe it's still day. So haktzor, maybe it's still day, will not aser the next day. Because the whole lomdus of asering the next day is because since betchilas knisas ayayim, knisas halayla, it was also, so the iser is nimshach the whole eighth day. But if it's Laila, it's not Asa at all. If it's Laila, it was only Asa Bachila the seventh day. The second it becomes Laila, it's Mutter. I'm not allowed to eat it, Mikayach Sofik. I'm not allowed to eat it because maybe it's day. But in reality, there was no Iser on it, Petrilus Knesis HaLaila. So if there's no Iser on it, so Taisu is held, you don't say, Kiven this Katsoi Ben Hashmosh is Katsoi Kulayoyim. So therefore, now we'll understand the svar of Rabbi Yochanan and Al Kaponim Aliva Darashi. It seems that Aliva Darashi Levi held Nitazoi. Levi held, since Bepoyla was also Ba'achila, the whole Bein Hashmoshes, even though the whole Isser is only because maybe it's Yoim, but since Bepoyla was also, so I say, even Iskatzoi Bein Hashmoshes is Katzoi Kol Yoim. Now, the iskatzoi of Rabbi Yochanan by Sukkah is a different type of iskatzoi in Gatz. The iskatzoi of Rabbi Yochanan by Sukkah is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said that Sukkah is also bishmini, kiven di isrami leisudoso bein hashmoshes. Rabbi Yochanan did not speak about the iser haktzor of Shvi. Rabbi Yochanan spoke about the chiyuv yeshiva of bein hashmoshes. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, lemaise is a person mechuyiv to eat the whole bein hashmoshes. Is there a chiyuv bepoil to eat in the sukkah? Yes, yeah, mechuyiv to eat the whole bein hashmoshes. So there's a chiyuv achila. There's a chiyuv achila in the sukkah. Let us just be mamtik 1 minute. Let's say the bein hashmoshes is, let's say, a 15-minute period, and we'll say the first 10 minutes are yom. Let us assume that we know what really occurs bein hashmoshes. Let us just say that the first 10 minutes is yom, and the second 5 minutes is life. That's the truth. That's klapi shemaya galya. On this world, we don't know.
So let's say a person went on this world. He went and he ate in the sukkah for 10 minutes. He was taking a chance. He ate for 10 minutes in the sukkah. Shem Shvi. In the next 5 minutes, he didn't eat. He didn't eat in the sukkah. He'll come up Yenevelt, and they'll say, you know, look, here we know the emes. The next 5 minutes is lilas. No chiv to eat. There's chiv to eat shvi. No chiv to eat shmini in the sukkah. So they'll be manishim. Since you didn't know there's a chiyav mutal alecha sofik deraisa lachumra. You didn't know if it's shvi or shmini. We know, but you didn't know. So you're mechuyev to eat the whole 15 minutes in the sukkah because since you don't know there's a chiyav, you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Afilo leil shmini is mechuyev to eat in the sukkah because since he doesn't know, so he's mechuyev to eat. That means there's a chiyav. Let me just give another marshal. The Rabbi Kiveger is mevaya that the din is that what is if a person is mesupik if he bench bichas hamoz, he didn't bench bichas hamoz, he has to bench over again. Pesafik deraisa lechumah. So he has a kasha. Pesafik deraisa lechumah. It's a safik bracha levatola. So say safik deraisa lechumah. He shouldn't have to bench because maybe he'll be over on his. So Rabbi Kiveger says, since Lagabi the Chiyuv Broche, let's forget about the Issa. Since Lagabi the Chiyuv Broche is Mechuyiv to bench, because also you're Mechuyiv to bench, so it's not called Levatola, Fakel. You know I am benching not because I didn't bench till now. I don't know if I benched. I'm benching now because I'm Mechuyiv to bench. So that's not called the batola. Savilu klapish ma'yegalia, he had benched already. But there's a chiyiv birchas amozin misofik on him. So that alone is a machayiv. That's a new machayiv, so it's not the batola. So that is the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Levi. Rabbi Yochanan el bay sukkah, there's a chiyiv bepoil to eat in the sukkah by nashmoshes. The whole by nashmoshes. Whatever it is, if it's Yomer, if it's Laila, Sagate Megol Nishton, but I'm a Chuyiv to eat in the Sukkah. So since it's a Chiyiv Yeshiva Sukkah, so Lamaise, this Chiyiv Yeshiva will make a Haktzol, a Mitzvah. That means that since you have to do a Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah in this Bein HaShemoshes period, so lemaisa, so the whole sukkah became hukta lemitzvah in this 15-minute period. So mamela says, even the iskatsoi lebein hashmosh iskatsoi lekula yoyme. Masha'en came by lulav. There's no chiyuv to take the lulav bein hashmosh. So Rashi says, why not? Because it's speaking about he took it before he joined. So there's no chiyuv to make an atilas lulav. So what's the what? The poil, I'm not allowed to eat it. Because maybe it's yoyim. So that when I refrained from eating it, that doesn't shafa din of kiven the iskatsoi, because I was only refraining from it, mitoich ignorance, because maybe it's also. But on the tzad that it was yoyim, there was no iser on it, so there's no din to say that since the iser was chal, and the trilis knisis alaylo, it's chal on the whole day, because be'emes and trilis knisis alaylo, there was klapish ma'igali. There was no issa, and Levi holds that the haktzor bepoyel, that bepoyel I was mufrish from eating it mikayach sofik, that alone is sufficient, even though there was no issa on it, that alone shaps the halacha of kivin diskatzoy ben hashmoshes iskatzoy lekuliyim. That is the machloikis Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Vavua de Shmuel Oma Esrig Bishvi Osa Bishmini Mutter. Vavua de Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Then come Vavua de Shmuel Bishitze de Levi. Then Vavua de Shmuel was Chayzer. In the beginning he was Chaylik. And Levi, and then he held like Levi. And he held that it is also Kam Bishmini. Come Rab Zeire Bishitze de Vavua de Shmuel. Rab Zeira holds like Avua de Shmuel. That means that he holds that it is Mutter Bishmini. The Omar Rab Zeira Esrik Shenipsela Osa La Oichla Kol Shiva. Not permitted to eat it. Kol Shiva.
But that means that because it was hukta lemitzvah in the beginning of the shivas, even though it became posel, just like according Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though you were yaitzah with it, so it was hukta. So since it was hukta lemitzvah for this zman, so it's also the whole zman already. Even though you were yaitzah, or you can't be yaitzah with it. So it's hukta lezayin, was hukta to do a mitzvah with it in the zayin yomim, so my melech is also called zayin. But after zayin, it's mutter, so that's like a b'yoichin. Zogt Rashi, kom avu adishmu b'shitzei delevi, chosabai medvora v'omar kalevi. Kom rab zeire b'shitzei de avu adishmu, omar b'beis ha-medrash, Bishvi also Bishmini Mutta. Asrik Shanipsala Rabusanok Afilo Nipsala Asuri Kol Shiva Shemitrila Lashiva Hukte. There was Hukte, this Asrik was Hukte to be Mekaim the Mitzvah all 7 days. Abu Bishmini Mutteres. But the 8th day it's Mutta. Asrik Bishvi also Afilo Liacher Shayotzaboy. Esrik b'shvi osa afilu la'acha sheyotza boy, kemoi shemeforich, delekula yoyme iskatzoy. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that it's like a hukze for the, that means since there was a haktzor to be mekayim a mitzvah with it this day, so the iser haktzor is nimshach vele after the kiyum a mitzvah. Afilu l'reish lokish domar b'shvi muter, Aino le bosa de nofik bay, kedemidim mitz bosa is katzoy. So heistis al kaponim, that is zicha, when you mak to something le mitzvah, so till you mekayim the mitzvah, it's zicha also to derive benefit from it. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the whole day already, the whole day of that aktsoy is shein osa. There's a din of kivinis aktsoy ben hashmoshis, there's aktsoy le mitzvah ben hashmoshis, so the isar aktsoy remains the whole day. Betayme. Rabchanine, the Oma Perik Lulav Agosel, the Matul Bei Bereshe. Rabchanine used to first eat a chelik of the Yathrig, Vahodar Nofik Bei, and then he was Yaitze. So that's a Shrek. So that means, Keman, the Loike Rabbi Yochanan, the Loike Reish Lokish. That means it was Reir Huktzel Mitzvah, and he ate from it first, and then he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. So how is he permitted to eat from it? V'yesh loyma, given the loy ochel loy kulei, since he did not eat the whole esrig, umishayir bo kishir the motzi nofik bay, he left over a shir, shori, afilul rabbi yechene. So it's what afilul rabbi yechene. So Taisu says that the haktzo, the mitzvah is what you need for the mitzvah. So if you need 3/4 of an esrig for the mitzvah, so 3/4 of the esrik was huktzel mitzvah. I don't need a whole esrik for the mitzvah. So I only need 3/4 of the esrik. 3/4 of the esrik was huktzel mitzvah. So according to Reish Lakish, now I'll eat those 3/4 before you do the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not allowed to eat the 3/4 the whole day. But the quarter which is not needed for the mitzvah was never huktzel mitzvah. Frektach toisves va'af al gav. Now, from this beginning of Taisvis works without Tnoim. I mean, Taisvis says the Haktso le mitzvah is what is needed for the mitzvah. Kim le ocha le kulit. Mishai ba kishir, the mozi nafik be shori afil rabbi yechanan. Yeah. Ba'af al gav de mimonev shech nesra kulo b'yoyim rishin. The chosre kol shehu posel. So Taisvis asked about the first day. It was zichet the whole esrig was huktzel mitzvah because the whole day, the first day, you need the complete esrig. Yeah, dilme Rab Chanine ifrish kulo liyom rishen. So now Taisvis explains that since there was a zman that he was makta the whole esrig lemitzvah. There was a zman that he was, that he didn't have to be mafresh to all esrig lemitzvah. So the afroshe of Rab Chanine was as follows. Hifrish kulo liyom rishin. For the first day, I'm mafrish the whole esrig, umiktsoso l'shar hayomim. Midi dahave azayin esroigim l'shivas hayomim delekamon b'shmaiten. So it says that he's mafrish zayin esroigim for 7 days, so whatever he's mafrish was the first day is also the first day. The second day it's muta. So it was kuloi l'yom rishin. So for yom rishin, he's mafrish the whole esrig. For the second day, the afrosha was only how much is needed for the mitzvah. For af al gav the tnai the mahani besuke le mahani el ba'omer eini boidol mehem kol ben hashmoshes k'di isaper kamevi kadayin. The Gemara says in Beye that if a tnai helps by suke, by noi suke, so it only helps if by the beginning of Yontif he said, the first Bein HaShemoshes, he was not makzeh, the sardinim and the noi suke l'suke. He was not makzeh l'mitzvah, he could use it. So if the first Bein HaShemoshes was Eini Boidol, so then it never became mukzeh. But if the first Bein HaShemoshes it became, he didn't say Eini Boidol, he was makzeh for the first day, so then it seems it's also the whole sukkah already. You can't make dreidlech, the first day was Eini Boidol, the second day I'll be boidol, I'll be boidel from it, and the second day I'll be any boidel. Weist ois, in order that it shouldn't have a shame mukze in the beginning of Sukkot, you have to say any boidel. And here, v'hoch abiyem rishim imon avshech boidel mikuloi. Here, yizicha boidel from the whole esrig, yontav rishim. So Taisa says there's a big difference. Amrin and Hosan, esrig the mifsiki leiles miyomim. By Esrig, they're different days. Each day is a separate entity. It's called Chad v'Chad v'An Pei Nafshe. So Memele, so if the first day was Makzid L'Mitzvah, so that's the first day. Then there's a night that comes in. So now the second day is a new day. So Memele, so you have to know, so for the first day, I was Makzid the whole thing L'Mitzvah. The second day is a new day. So I makta only the shiachi of le mitzvah. But basuked le mifsiki leilis miyomim kulo kechad yom arich tedami. But suke is one long mitzvah of 7 days. So memele. So by suke, if you were makted already in the beginning of the 7 day period le mitzvah, so automatically it's also all 7 days. So you can't say the first day was maksa. It's 1 7-day period. And since betchilas, hayontif, he was maksa mitzvah, so the haktsoy is for the whole yontif already. V'hoi rabchanine masne kuleile, yoim rishen, v'shar yomim ine boidlo mimik tzosay, b'bein ha-shemoshes shalem. Period. So memel, that's how Tosfos is machadish, that the haktzah is only on what is needed for the mitzvah. Umiyu kosher, the lelpek lulav agozel gabi misha bo baderet, ve'ein biyodei lulav, v'ktoni l'chsheyove lebeisai yitoel al shulchone. That if he had started eating already, then he should be mafsik the eating, and they should take the lulav. Mashma b'gmor the mafsik sudosay b'shvil lulav. B'chol shkein shelo yaschil. See, zicha shouldn't start to eat before you bench. Before you bench lulav. Okay, Rab Chanina eichi matlo bo bereishim. So Tosfos asks, how was Rab Chanina permitted to eat? How was Rab Chanina permitted to eat before he benched lulav? It says you have to be mafsik b'emtza suda. It's kol shkein. You're not allowed to eat before you do the mitzvah. How is allowed to eat? So Emerson, the Magen Avraham, asks a Moira de Kikasha. Magen Avraham asks that the Mishnah is speaking about eating a suda. So that's true. You have to be mafsik be'emtza asuda if you didn't bench lulav. And Kolskin, you're not permitted to eat a suda. But te'ime is muta. And achilas peiris is te'ime.
So Mela, what's Tosfos Kasha? Rabbi Chanina just ate a merdike kasha. So what's Tosfos Kasha? So the Magen Avraham wants to say that as follows, that why do you say a Loshen Tibul? So the Loshen Yimitabul. That's a Kviyas Achila. That means, if a person wants to be Toyim something, he wants to eat a fruit, he'll eat a fruit. But to be metabolized into a dip, that's a Kviyas Sudeh. Or you metabol the yotzo, that means not, it wasn't stamma, so he took a bite of the essay. If he made a tibble already, saw koch, there was a kviyas achila, then you're metabol in the middle of the suda. So from the Lashon metabol, vice toys already, he was in the middle of a suda. Bitzarich loima, and kevin yach metabol bo bereish, bitzarich loima, doch he come and metabol bo hayayim v'nafik bo lamoch. So toys says today he was yotz already. And then he ate a chalik of it, and then tomorrow he was yaitz. Tinaikis ein gdailam loy, perushe bimasnisin, that faces that pshat, that the tinaikis ate as chayg, and the delm is not eat as chayg. The Yisrami lay sudos, aval gav, the es, yeah. Yisrami lei sudos, avagav de esrig nami mukze bein ha-shmoshe shmitam sofike. So this is asking the kashe, which we had spoken at in Rashi, that even the esrig, even though there's no mitzvahs in the tila bein ha-shmoshe, but one is not permitted to eat the esrig, the whole bein ha-shmoshe of Shana Rabbe, because maybe the whole bein hashmosh is too shmini atzeres, because maybe it's the leishan rabbi. Leikashe midi, because the frishes beperkam gabitro bekromim, that is a mukze machmas yoim sheovar, and a mukze machmas iso yoim sheovar does not answer the next day. Bim taima velomali taima di Yisrami lei sudosa, taipik lei da oso mishom iso stiras oil. By suki, why does the Gemara have to say that the reason it's also mishmini, because it's uktze le mitzvah, because Yisrami lei sudosa bein ha-shmoshe is, and they were saying a whole shtik teire, that even though klapish maigal yitz laila, it's still the zachiyah vachile. Let us say poshet that it was also mishum isel stiras oil. That means as soon as it was tchilas knisus halaylo, it was also als isel stiras oil. So that's why you're not allowed to fell down in yontif. But you won't be able to derive benefit from it because the Bein HaShemoshes was also to use Altisos Tilos Oil. Yishlam Ditzach Lameisa Bishmini Afilu Nofla B'choil Amoyit El Miskatzoy L'Shiva Afilu Bein HaShemoshes Machmas Ava Ochel Boim Hoysa Kayemis Bekula Kechad Yoymik and the Frishes Kim Lomipsiko Leilis Miyomim. So Memele, so the Haktzol L'Mitzvah before the whole Yontav was his Maksid L'Mitzvah for 7 days till the Bein HaShemoshes of Shmini Atzeres. Inami, you don't have to say it fell down, when you know you took it down by Mishim Stiris Oil, so it is also als Iskatzoi for Bein HaShemoshes, he is Ramilei Mitzvah. He's Masamilei Sudoso, so he has to eat it. Esr Gafilu Bishmini Asure. So Esrog is also afilu bishmini. So Rashi said that Levi holds mukze machmas yom she'ovar. Tosfos does not want to say this because Tosfos holds no one holds mukze machmas yom she'ovar. Because who Esrog or the suki can beforesh per kamega beitra bekrami. So Tosfos has a different shot. That since Lamaise the suki is also bishmini, so Levi was geyser Esrog or the suki. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Zeire, leilikni ini sheishana liyinuke biyoyme tove kam. A person should not be makne to a cotton the first day yontif the Dalad Minim. If he wasn't Yaitse yet, my time, the Yenuke Mikne Koni, Aknuye Le Makne. So he'll get stuck by the cotton, he'll be Koin and he can't be Makne. Let us see what Rashi says. Till he was Yaitz himself. Because Mikne Koni, the Rabbonon Tkinule Schia Lenavshe. Tkonom Mamasakan that a cotton is Koine. Nile Makne Yochel Larze Laknoise Laovi Bematone. Lav Bardasu. So now, the Meforshim explained that Rashi is learning our Gemara. Our Gemara is speaking about a Yenuke that is not, that is smaller than the Shia Pu'utis. The Gemara says that if he has come to the knowledge of Tzreir Vezer Kai Egez Menoitloi, he could differentiate between a stone and a walnut. A stone he'll throw away and a walnut he'll know this you have to eat. So he is a bardas, midrabona ki bimakne. So, Rashi said the prop, so if he could, the bona ki bimakne, so what we say over here, eini yochel azel laknoisi laovib matone, the la bardasi, a pu'utis could be makne, midrabona. And his whole kinyan is only a derabona. Mikni koni, derabona tikna leischi yelenapshi. So if it's his only midrabona, so why can he be makne back? So the Meforshim say that Rashi was learning Agamot, that it is speaking about that this cotton was smaller than a Shia Pu'utis, so Memele, he can be Maknatake. It's Tzreir Benoitle, Egeis Benoitle. There's no difference between a Tzreir and an Egeis. So Memele, so therefore, so even though he's Koine Midarabonon, he can't be Makne, he can't even be Makne Midarabonon. Other Rishonim Lohim Shadid is speaking about that Take Ashir Pu'utis also, but they hold that Asach Eres Maknes Koine Minatoire. So Memele, so since it's the cotton's Minatoire, the Din Akno of Pu'utis is only at the Rabbon, and that's why you should not be Makne to him. Let us see further the Gemara. Va'omar Abzeire. Should not tell a cotton is going to give him something, because he's teaching him sheker. Shenema limdu l'shaynam devar sheker. Yeah, that's the end of that. Let's see, then the nusugi weiter. Dr. Gemara weiter, who beplukte the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. We had before a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. When we have something is hukze le mitzvah, is it hukze till he does the mitzvah? That's what Reish Lakish holds. Or Rabbi Yochanan holds it hukze kol zman ha mitzvah. So This machloikis of Rabbi Yechno Shlokish is a machloikis Rav and Ravas. The Itma, Hifrish Shiva Esroigim L'Shiva Yomi. Is Rav Omar, Kol Achas Va'achas Yoitzebo Va'oichlo Lemocho. This is the Marshal's Girsa. This was Rashi's Girsa also. So Rav holds that you mafresh 7 esrogim for 7 days, so you yoitze and you eat it the next day. So in other words, Rav holds like Rav Yochanan, iskatzoy lekula yoim. V'Rav Asi yomer, kol achas v'achas yoitze bo v'oich lo la'alta. Rav Asi holds like Reish Lakish. V'may kamiflegi, mar sova, the mitzvos is katzoi, umar sova lekula yoyme is katzoi. Let us see Rashi. Ube plukta ho de Rab Yechon and Rab Shimon Bei Lokish, if lugnami rav ve rabas. Vekivo, de komo rav ve Rab Yechon and bechode shitze, rav Rab Yechon both told that it's also the whole day, is hilchase kevosayu basura bishvi, umuteres bishmini. Ainu de Kaboy, that is the next sugya, so comes out, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, that it's also the whole day. Anan de Islam Bishmini Tre Yoime, we have, by us it's a Sveika de Yoime, Eichi Avdinen. So now the Gemara is going to clarify Shaila that now that's true. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that it's also the whole seventh day. It's muta the eighth day, but what will be in Chutz Loretz that the eighth day Shmini Atzeres is a Sofik Shvi? So do I say it's also ba'achile? The seventh day, because maybe is it also bechila the eighth day because al tzosafik maybe it's the seventh day, or is it uta bechila? Now let us see. Anan the islam treyoyme eichi of dinner. If we hold 2 days yontif, and so what halach is there and shmini atzeres? Are you permitted to eat the esrog and shmini atzeres, even though it is a suffix shvi, in shvi it is also, or you're not permitted? Amar Rabbi, shmini suffix shvi also, you're not allowed to eat it shmini atzeres. Chi suffix shmini, but chi you're allowed to eat it muta. Reima Amar afelu shmini suffix shvi muta. You're allowed to eat it, Shmini Atzeres also. Besure of the Kimereima, but you're allowed to eat it, Shmini Atzeres, Rav Shisha Berei, Ravidi, Ovid, Kabai, Behilchese, Kabai. Let us see Rashi. Mereima Omar, Afilu Chi, Sofik Shmini Asura, Legosinele, he said that no, Afilu Shmini, Sofik Shvi, Muteres, that's Adis. Now let us see Taisus. The Eretz Yisroel Shmini Sofik Shvi Asura. The Yidukim Makni Koni Akni Le Makni Le Domi Le Bar Shati The Perik Abo Achin The Brini Kshu Shaita Zovan Kshu Shaita Zovin The Shaita Gorov Le Koni Makni. That Taisu says a shaita can't be kaina also. A shaita is worse than a cotton. A cotton can't be kaina, can't be makna, and a shaita can't do anything. Shmini sofek shvi asur. Be'eretz Yisrael, the lekes veike, le gozul or to suke. Havel bebovul, the ikes veike. Av agav, the loy mevorich bei. Gozer otosuke, uhabuchi, suffix shmini, le gozer esrig otosuke. Now, we have to understand what Taisvis is saying. Masmir the Orch Laner is mevayer Taisvis as follows. The Svorach Hitzoyne should be, let us again be Masbir Shitas Abyechne. Abyechne holds the day it is Huktzele Mitzvah. So it's also that day. Now, Esrig b'shvi, it took to the mitzvah, you have to take a lulav shvi, so b'meila, so it's also the whole Ishana Rab. Fine. Shmini Atzeres, afilu it's a suffix shvi. Let's say it's a suffix shvi, but between you and me, do you take a lulav shmini Atzeres? No, you don't take a lulav shmi, even though it's suffix shvi. We sit in a sukkah, we'll see later in the Gemara, we sit in a sukkah, but you don't take a lulav. Taisa says, why don't you take a lulav? Because it's muktzeh, a lulav is muktzeh, and it's nikkeh, you're doing a minik chayil and yontif, so you don't take a lulav shmini atzeres, even though it's sofik shvi. You'll sit in the sukkah because that doesn't spell out that it's chayil. Sometimes it's cooler in the sukkah, so you're sitting in the sukkah. So it's not nikkah that you're doing a midi dechoil shmini atzeres. But if you take a lulav, which is muktzeh, so you're doing a midi dechoil in yontif, so that they will not matter. So there's no mitzvah to take a lulav shmini atzeres. Now, if there's no mitzvah to take a lulav shmini atzeres, so it's not huktzeh mitzvah. There's no mitzvah shmini atzeres.
So l'chayre, so even though it's safek shvi, but the whole reason shvi gufe is also to take to eat the esrog d'ol day, because it was hooked to the mitzvah that day. Shmini, it's not hooked to the mitzvah that day, even though l'aloch is a din of safek shvi, you sit in the sukkah, but it's not, but the lulav is not hooked to the mitzvah. The esrog is not hooked to the mitzvah. So l'chayre, mereime is 100% right. Mereima that said that Shmini Savak Shvi Yelati Tesser, she Yelati Tesser, because the Esser was not hooked to the mitzvah. So Taisva says, so what is the Svare of Abaye? Abaye holds that is also, what is the Svare of Abaye? So Taisva says, Abaye held that Yugoyza Lulev Esreg Otu Sukkah. That means, since Sukkah is also to derive benefit the eighth day, why are you not allowed to derive benefit from Sukkah the eighth day in Chutz Loretz? Because you're mechuyev to sit in the Sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah the eighth day. So, since there's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah the eighth day, so it's hooked to the mitzvah, a real hooked to the mitzvah, not a keeping this katzoi. Is a din, it's hooked to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah the eighth day because it's a safek shvi. Maybe it's the seventh day. So the sukkah, which is also bahano the eighth day, is also because the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah. So by Mela, we were goyzer, so even though the esrig is not hooked to the mitzvah, there's no, you don't take an esrig the eighth day, but we're goyzer, esrig, otu, sukkah. That means if we'll permit to eat the esrog, people might permit to eat, to derive benefit from the sukkah. And the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah the eighth day, mesav yisvinim. So therefore they were goyzer, lulev, otu, sukkah. That is only when sukkah is also, when it's hooked to the mitzvah. A lot of citations. Be'eretz Yisrael, the lekes fake, le'gozer otu sukkah. That means Eretz Yisrael, that is no sofik the eighth day. Sukkah is taka also bahano the eighth day, als not als it's hooked to the mitzvah the eighth day. It's only also bahano als the din of kibin this katsoi. So the whole Easter is only in this of kibin this katsoi. So Memele, for an Isser of Ikim and Iskatsoi, they were not Goyzer, Lulev, Otosukim, Avol, Bebobol, the Ikis Veike, but by Bobol, there's a suffix. By Bobol, by Bobol, there's a suffix, maybe it's the eighth day, and you mechuyev to sit in the Sukkot eighth day. So, even though you don't make a broch on the lulav, not only don't you make a broch on the lulav, you don't take the lulav. So there's gozer oto sukkah. That means since the iser sukkah in Chutz Loretz is an iser of, not of kibun diskatzoi ben hashmoshes. In Chutz Loretz it's an iser of iskatzoi lemitzvah kol hayoyim, which is a more chomodika haktzor. And that's why it's also bahano. So then we're goyzer, esrig, otu sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, that the whole iser of sukkah, the eighth day, is only because of kibunis katsoi bein hashmoshes. So then they weren't goyzer, esrig, otu sukkah. Besides Levi. Levi was goyzer, esrig, otu sukkah. But we're not goyzer. Abo chi sofik shmini. Now Taisva says, but now in Chutz Loretz Kufa, chi lemaise is also, one is not permitted to derive benefit from the sukkah simchas Torah also. Why? Because by shmini atzeres, bein hashmoshes of shmini atzeres, bein shmini atzeres of simchas Torah, is the din of kibun diskatzoi bein hashmoshes. That means, so bepoil sukkah is also bahano simchas Torah also. But since the iser hano of simchas Torah is only an iser hano that comes from kibun diskatzoi, so iser hano of kibun diskatzoi, they were not goyzer esrig or to sukkah. So that's what Taishas is putting it. That means in Eretz Yisrael, the Isser Hanov, Sukishmini is given this Katsoi, Benash Moshes. The Isser Hanov in Chutzlot, Chi is given this Katsoi, Benash Moshes. So in that Haktsor, they weren't Goizer, Esrig, Otu Sukim. But in Chutz La'oretz Yom Shmini, which that was the Tzuktzula Mitzvah, is not because Kindis Katzoy Ben Hashmoshes, no, it's Taka Huktzula Mitzvah Kol Yom Hashmini. So then Abayu holds they were Goizer, Esrig, Otu Sukkim.